Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Well, it's that time when we celebrate really amazing individuals on a Monday. It's called Impact. So despite its reputation for crime and poverty, Johannesburg's Eldorado Park is home to inspiring individuals and grassroots initiatives that are making a huge, huge difference. From feeding schemes to school safety programs, these community efforts are striving to bring hope and positive change. On the line with us is a pioneer, really somebody who's doing the most in Eldorado Park, Charlene Abels. Thank you so much, Charlene, for making time for us. Welcome to Point of View.
Hi, love. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really honored and excited. Thank you so, so very much.
Charlene, anybody who is in your area, when you speak of Charlene, they know exactly who you're talking of. They know exactly who Charlene is. You've been at it for a long time. You know, you've been tireless. Let's talk a little bit about the very beginning and what inspired you to start some of the feeding programs.
Okay, so it started about almost just over 3 years ago. I actually had a dream where God said to me that I needed to go to Clifton and hand out clothing. And I went to my prayer warrior and I told her my dream, and she said, I need to be obedient. And I looked at her and I said to myself, where am I going to get clothing to hand out? And eventually I went, I got a few stuff, and I decided, you know what, on the 27th of November, I'm heading over to Clifton. And I got there, and it was a disaster. And if I say it was a disaster, I mean, I hardly had anything to give out. And realized that the need was so great. And one moment that I'll never forget was when a little boy walked up to me and, you know, like the feet was off the shoe. It was basically only covering half of it. And I looked at him and I said to him, what size are you? And he says, he's a size 4. And I'm a size 6. And I said, I swear to God, if this boy was a size 6, I was going to give him my shoes. But I looked him in his eyes with tears in my eyes and I said to him, I'm coming back. I got it home and I cried.
Did he believe you, Charlene?
I said to my mom, I can't do this because, like, it was a disaster. I said, I never had food. I never had anything to give these kids. And I said to my mom, but I made a promise to this little boy that I'm going back. And I started posting on Facebook. I started posting on my WhatsApp status. And on the 16th of December, the very same year, in 2021, I went back. And it was a great, great success, if I tell you. I went back with tons of clothing. I had food parcels that I was able to hand out. I had hot dogs, I had juice, and I had party packs and toys. And I remember this little boy walking up to me, and he looked at me, and he said, Auntie, you did say you're coming back. And I was like, yeah. And I actually even put 3 pairs aside for him. So it was really, it was just amazing.
That's why I asked earlier, you know, did he believe you? Because I'm sure he hears that all the time.
I'm sure, Shane. And then at that time, I wasn't in the feeding and I lost my job. So I started fetching my son at school. So we have like a little center in our street. And I saw this little kid being chased away. And I heard this lady saying to this kid, your mommy needs to come and register you. And for a moment, I thought to myself, what does a six-year-old understand about your mommy needs to come and register you? And I started cooking out from my pot that I use for my own family. And if I tell you, I cook anything. I cook some days, you would think that I'm cooking for 5 people. Other days, it would be more. But then I would literally sit on the grass and wait for these kids to pass. And I would give them something to eat because, like, there's a lot of kids that comes to our area that's based in Slobo Park or Freedom Park. They come to the schools in Eldorado Park. So I used to sit on the grass and feed them, and I would wait for them to sit, finish, and then I'd take the bowl. And so adults started coming in, and I thought to myself, how do I tell someone that, no, you can't come? I never started, you know, this thing for you. And I just started going, and then family and friends stepped in and they started supporting. And then 3 years later, going for 4 years, it's a GFP.
Sure. And Charlene, you know, you are saying sometimes you cook for 5 people, sometimes you are able to cook for more people. Has it been easy? In other words, do you continue to get support regularly from your family and friends, or how has that been going?
it's tough. I'm not going to lie to you. It is hard. There's many, many days I cry at night and I question God. Like, I'm so young. Why did you choose me to do this, you know? It's tough. You know what? You can never say that today I'm budgeting for 100 people because you don't know what the turnout is going to be. Because like I mentioned to you, I'm based in Eldorado Park Extension 1, but we've got people walking from Freedom Park. We've got people walking from Slovo Park, Club Spread and Club Town. So it's not just you catering for the people in your area. And now with the school holidays approaching, it always gets worse because now more kids are dependent on the feeding scheme because the school is closed, so they don't have any sources that they usually get from the school. We, at this stage, our MPO is registered, but like, sometimes, I'm going to be honest with you, sometimes I don't understand why you need to be registered, because there's just no help from businesses. When you do approach businesses, you'll either hear that they are already funding other NPOs or they know capacity to assist. So what I do, I usually just post on Facebook. I pray a lot. And you know what? Facebook has been one of our resources where a lot of strangers has actually come in and assist. But the other thing also was the economy being so bad. I mean, us that's working is battling. So you can't even get upset. So 1 month you can get 5 bags of rice in for donations and then the next month get nothing. And how do I now stand or expect one of my ladies that cook stand by the gate and tell people that there's nothing to eat today, there's no food?
And besides the donations that are not coming, the challenges of the people that come through your doors, as you said, you know, you started this for children, but it's become much bigger now. And you are literally feeding communities and all kinds of people.
So especially, it's like, I think if we look at it roughly on a daily basis, we have over 60 kids reaching out. And then at days, we have over 60 to 70 adults reaching out. 99% or 95% of the adults that we feed is addicts. And when you look at them, it's either guys staying on the street or guys that is addicted to substance.
And the challenges of dealing with someone who is an addict, who sometimes may not necessarily be easy to deal with, because who knows, maybe they arrived there already high on whatever substance. How do you manage that?
You know what, I'm going to be honest with you. Addicts is the most respectful people in this world. You know, I'm going to tell you why I'm saying that to you, because you'll come across with someone that's not an addict that would come. That would grab the plate of food out of your hand. They don't say thank you. They look at the plate of food and they ask you, can you please put some more or give me that potato? Then they'll point in the pot. An addict is going to ask you. You see that, you know, when you make pap and, you know, the part that's hard, the addict is going to tell you, can I please have that? The addict is going to clap their hands and show how much they appreciate what you do. You know, one day, someone came, so I have this thing where they come and call sister at the wall. So they don't just come when it's time to feed, they come whatever time at night. So I always say our home now is a safe place for many that need something to eat. So he stands at the gate and he calls sister and I go out and he says to me, I'm not here to ask anything and I'm here to say thank you. And I look at him and I'm like, thank you for, he says, you know what? Look at me, I'm dirty and I'm stinking. But he says to me, you've never turned your face when I stand by your table and ask food. He says, do you know how much times we get rejected because of how we look on our outer appearance and how much we, how do we smell? He says, and I've never, ever got any bad treatment when I come here for a plate of food. So if people say to me that, you know what, there's challenges, yes, there is challenges when it does come to the addicts, because look, not all of them are kind and humble, but you know what I've learned, and I've said to my team, this is a business that we're running and they are our customers. Because if we're going to cook and we don't have anybody that's coming to fetch food, how can I say that we're running a successful business? So to me, it's very important to respect the people that comes out to our feeding scheme and also to treat them with kindness.
Do you cook every day, Charlene? Do you have a day off, in other words?
Okay. So currently, we used to do Monday to Friday.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, due to the poor sponsorship, we're only in a position currently to do 4 days a week. Sorry, so we do Mondays to Thursdays. And our serving takes place at 4 o'clock. So we have a thing that we say late lunch, early supper.
You know, I'm listening to you and listening to some of your experiences, but I'm also thinking, how have you kept going for 3 years? How have you are unemployed. You say you've registered to the NPO, but it doesn't make a difference. How have you kept going?
I think it's, you know what, the only thing that really kept me going was my faith. Because every time I reminded God that this was from you, I was obedient, I listened. I know God said that, look, it wasn't going to be easy. God never said, look, there wasn't going to be any challenges. Speaking of one specific challenge that I encountered was they broke into, so we've got a little outbuilding at my house where we use for the feeding scheme. So they broke in and they stole all our pots. And I stay in an area where crime is, I'm sure you guys have known about, have heard about Extension 1 or the gang shooting and that. So, you know, the word of mouth spread so fast. So someone came to me and they told me who stole the pot. And it's the very same guys that stands in the line
and
that I feed. And I cried. I cried. And I said, you know what? I said to my mother and to the ladies, I said, I'm done. I'm closing this feeding scheme. And for a moment when I sat, I got a call from a very close friend of mine. And he said to me, God never made any promises to you. God, when you took on this journey, God never said to you that Charlene is going to be a smooth sailing ship. So there was no promises made from God. So I learned to just deal with the obstacles. But I'm not going to lie to you. It is tough. It is tough. If you guys have watched our interview on Stories Untold, if you see where my mom speaks, my mom says, like, you know, the ladies, I thank God for the team that I have. I have a strong team. So the one will go to their house and she'll say, like, okay, I have this. And then my mom will look what we have. There's days when you have to borrow money or you have to phone and, like, can you please help me? I need to do this. Because you know what? Especially days when you don't cook. It breaks my heart when a two-year-old comes with their bowl and they expect food. How do you explain to a two-year-old child that there's nothing to cook today?
Wow. Charlene, I want people to reach out if they can support you. How do people get hold of you?
Okay, so my cell phone number is 067-736-2293. And then also we are based in El Dorado Park Extension 1. Our physical address where the foundation is based is number 41, Hurricane Street, Extension 1, El Dorado Park.
Just again, Charlene, I want us to take your number again,
067-736-2293.
You do amazing work, Charlene. Bless you and thank you so much for making time
thank
for
you.
Us this evening.
Not a problem. Thank you so much for having me. God bless you guys.
Thank you. And that's Charlene.
You're welcome.
Charlene Rambles is the founder of Charlene's Heart for People. And all they do is cook. They feed the community in, I mean, it's Cliptown. It's the people that come from, and she says, you know, sometimes they just pass by. They walk and walk and walk to come to her area. She's feeding people in El Dorado Park. But amazing, amazing story. And if you can help and donate anything, if you want to reach out,
067-736-2293. Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.